welcome to Wellspring 101. We call this Wellspring 101 because I'm going to be going over some of the basics and some of the fundamentals with you. We're not even going to be able to cover everything, but my goal is so that when you walk out of here, you'll feel a little more confident in what's going on, and you'll have some idea of what's in your binder. And hopefully this can help you be as successful as possible in Wellspring. So let's begin. Matt already touched on a lot of Wellspring, so I'm just going to remind us of the Wellspring purpose, of why we're here. Really, if you think of it as a twofold thing, all year long, we're going to be equipped and encouraged to shepherd our hearts toward Jesus Christ with the Word of God, and that's going to give us a twofold result, and that being that it's going to help us live gospel-transformed lives, and it's also going to help us strengthen one another to live gospel-transformed lives. So that's why we're here. And that's why, really, it's impossible to take Wellspring too often. So I want you to tuck it in your mind right now that you may want to come back again next year, okay? I've come 11 times. This is my 12th year, so I had to miss one out of all those. And I intend, Lord willing, to keep coming back, because every year I just receive more equipping and more encouraging, and it's just so helpful to me. So our first equipping tool that you have is this binder, this notebook that you got today. It contains so many resources, so I'd love for you to just take time this week to go through all the pages and familiarize yourself with it. But for now, let's just start with the front of the binder. And just take a look at the front. And we're going to start at the bottom. The very bottom here, you see our Wellspring verse. Proverbs 4:23, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." Whoops. "For it is the wellspring of life." Okay. So if you look at the word wellspring, if you look that up in the dictionary, it'll tell you that it's the fountainhead, it's the source of a river or a spring. It's where everything flows from. And if you look down at Proverbs 4:23, it mentions the word wellspring, and it says about your heart, that it says that all of life flows from your heart. We need to guard it. All of life flows from it. And we'll be talking a lot about the heart every single time that you come to Wellspring. You're going to hear that. So as a reminder, and Smed told us what the heart is, when you think of heart, basically think of it's who you are on the inside. It's your inner man, we call it. And here's the important thing, ladies. The heart is the part of us that is addressed by God, and the heart is the place in which God reveals himself to us through his word. And so if you think about this truth, that our life continually flows from and reveals our heart, you need to know that there's nothing that comes out of us, nothing that didn't first reside in our heart. So if you think of your heart, it is the source of your motives, it's the source of your desires, your will, your thoughts, your intentions, your words, your actions, your opinions, and your priorities, your emotions. It's everything. Everything. And if you look at this photo above the word wellspring, it's our logo, and you'll notice the water, and you'll notice what it's doing. See, it's pouring into a pool and filling up that pool, and it's pouring into another pool of water, and it's just a continual flow of water. And if you look closely, can you see where it's coming from, where the source is? That's a trick question. You cannot see it, right? It's coming from an unseen source. It's just up there. It's coming from an unseen source, just like everything in us flows from our unseen source, our heart. And so our Wellspring logo is tied, as Smed said, to Titus 2, with the idea of one generation of women pouring into another generation of women, which then fills up and pours into another generation of women. It's us pouring in and building up into others. And so, ladies, remember, what we pour into others is what flows from our hearts. It is. And that's why we address the heart so much in Wellspring. So every time we see that Wellspring logo, it can be a reminder of the responsibility that we have to one another and how crucial it is, ladies, that we guard our hearts above all else, so that what we pour into others is good and is pure and is true because it comes from the Word of God that we've been reading and looking at all week, and the crown jewel is the gospel of Jesus. See, Wellspring is a training ministry. It's much more than a Bible study. It's a training ministry, and it's designed to help us grow in our walk with the Lord, to impact our own heart and our own relationships, and it begins in our homes and then builds out into the church. So if you look at this again another way, it's our disciplines. Discipline one, our heart, taking a heart before the Lord every day and seeing what he has to say through his word, and then being filled up by that. And that pours into discipline two, the home. And that then pours into discipline three, which is the church and beyond. So Grace Bible Church is strengthened. We strengthen each other by what we do in our homes. And so it may be helpful to you if you think of it as a stool, which I've drawn here. I'm not a good artist, but I've drawn a stool. And the overarching thing is the Bible, the Word of God. And that's the overarching thing. Now we have three legs that are under the stool. And the first leg you could call the heart. And the second is your home or your household relationships. And then the third is the church, which is the body, right? Now, all of these flow from how you filled up your life with the Bible, with the Word of God. You can't have a heart that loves God and thinks godly thoughts if you haven't been in the Word, can you? And your home cannot be influenced with the Word of God if you haven't filled your heart with what God's Word says. And you won't have much to tell people at church other than talking about the weather or maybe, you know, what your kids are doing. We don't want to do that. That's fine, but we want to build into each other. So at church, you can talk about when you see someone and they have they've had a hard day, or their mom is sick, or whatever, and you can tell them, oh, but I remember I just was in the Word this week. Yesterday, I read this in my quiet time. And you can encourage each other with the Word of God. So these are our three disciplines. We will be cycling through these all the time. I hope that illustration was a little helpful. If you flip over the binder on your back side, you're going to see our disciplines. Okay, and again, I'm not going to take time right now to look, to read all of this, because every single time we get together, we're going to read this and look at this. But let's go inside now and look at your resources. Again, we're not going to take time to look at everything. The first thing you will see is this blue Transformation of Man. Please just leave that here. We're going to talk about that one next week. It's big, but I don't want you to lose it out of this binder. So just make sure that it comes with you again, so that you can be ready for the next lesson. You'll see the dates. If you flip the page, you'll see all the dates that Wellspring will be. It's the same as Build. So if you have a husband that's in Build, you all will be here on the same Saturdays. And so please put these dates on your calendar. And then you'll notice also the topics. D1 means Discipline 1, the heart. Okay, so you'll see that next time we're going to talk about the heart. And SMED is going to teach that, and that's where you'll need that blue folder, that blue pamphlet. And it goes on, the heart, the home, the heart, the home, the ministry, the heart, the home, the heart. See it all the way through. And then the next page, you'll see our contact information and our emails. And you'll see the tabs, the outlines. That's where you can put all of your notes. The homework, that's where you can put the homework that you've gotten back. And then all of the resources, there are so many that some of your homework will have you go there and look at that. So just take time to familiarize with yourself with that on your own. So let's refer to the Bible reading plans. So that you will find in your resources section. The first page says prayer, and then the second page says Bible reading, and it talks about homework. And then the next page says Bible reading themes, and then you've got your plans. Is everyone with me? Okay. Now, I'm only going to briefly go over each plan with you, because you can take a look at these on your own and you can prayerfully consider which plan you're going to start if you haven't already started one. So the 52-week plan, here you've got different genres. For instance, on Monday, say on Sunday, you're going to be reading the epistles. On Monday, you're going to be reading the law. On Tuesday, history, etc. So some days you're going to read a few chapters. Some days you'll read a lot of chapters. This plan takes some flexibility. And then you've got the chronological reading plan. Have any of you done that one? I really like this plan. I'd recommend it if you haven't tried it, to try it once. It's very helpful because you read things in historical chronology. There is a warning, though, that you are in the Old Testament a long, long time before you get to the New Testament. So just know that. That's so helpful. And then we've got the Bible reading, the McShanes. Now, a lot of people have done the McShanes. I've done this many, many times. Really like it. Because you're in four parts of the Bible daily, and you read through the Old Testament once, and you read through Psalms and Proverbs and the New Testament twice in the year. You've got the one-year plan, Old and New Testament. So that's pretty self-explanatory. You've got the discipleship journal. You're going to be reading through four separate places in the Bible. There are 25 readings in a month for this one, so it gives you a little flexibility. You'll have about five, depending on what month you are, 5 to 6 days of no Bible reading, so then you can take those extra days to catch up if you need to, or to do a different Bible study. You've also got the Blue Letter Bible, and this is a slower pace. Okay, it's a two-year plan, so that's might be helpful to you. You've also got your Create Your Own Bible Reading Plan, and then, you know, if you don't even, you might not even need any of these. If you have an app or you have your own Bible that has it all laid out for you in a year. But basically, we just want you to pick a plan and get started. Your homework talks about that. You'll need to get started by October 1st, please. We want everybody at Grace Bible reading all the counsel of God's Word, not just your favorite parts, right? Your favorite ones. We want you reading all of the Bible. And so these plans will help you get started. Now, from the website, if you look at the website of what Wellspring is, it says, listen to how many times God's Word is on this little paragraph. It says, Wellspring is a training ministry in which we interact with God's Word through teaching, discussion, and homework. This training focuses specifically on cultivating hearts and household relationships oriented toward God and His Word so that women are equipped to step into Grace Bible Church to care for others with God and His Word. See how important that is. That's the foundation. So stepping in to God, stepping into each other's lives. Wow, if we are not interacting with God thoughtfully and regularly through His Word, we can't be cultivating household relationships. And we can't be helping others be oriented toward God and His Word if we're not in the Word. So remember, we want to be reading it every day for a lifetime. Our goal is perseverance. We want to be aggressively, purposefully, and prayerfully planning to read, because if we don't plan to read, we won't do it, right? So enough about that. Let's remember the bottom line, though. It's not about just muscling through, and we don't want you to struggle. We want you to know we're here to help you. If you don't do this and you flub up and you mess up and you're behind, that's not where we want you to be. We don't want you to think you can't come to Wellspring. Explain that to someone. Find an accountability partner. Tell someone, I need help. Will you wake me up? Will you text me what you're reading? We're all here to help each other be successful. The more we feed on it, the sweeter it becomes. So, your homework. So let's pull out your homework. Now, homework is not stapled, and it's usually 2 pages. So it would be so sweet if you'd remember to staple it and put your name on it. So let's take a look at that. It goes with each lesson. And there's always an encouragement to begin with prayer. That's an important thing to start doing. Begin with prayer. It's a really helpful tool to do. And then you'll always have a looking back section. And this helps you just to reflect on and apply the teaching that you just heard. Take your time with this one. I'd encourage you to ask the Lord, what was it about the last lesson that I need to apply to myself? Show me, God. And I also suggest that you do this part early in the week while the lesson is still fresh. I like to break up my homework, not just do it all in one sitting. So I made a deal with myself that I will do this looking back section on that Monday. So I'll have that done by Monday in a few days from now because it's fresh in my mind. I like to reread my notes, and that's just helpful to me. And then you'll have a looking day-by-day section, and this is ongoing encouragement for us to persevere with meeting God in His Word. So in this part, you'll see that you'll have to write down some of what it says there. That will be in Psalm 19 and looking and recording also what the New Testament says about God and His Word. And then you'll have a looking ahead section, and that is in preparation for the lesson that you will be hearing the following Saturday. Sometimes there will even be a looking deeper section. Okay, so the goal of this homework, what is it? It's not academic. As Smed said, it's to help us be thinking and applying what we learn on a heart level. And you're going to bring your homework with you and take it to discussion groups. So what are we going to do in discussion groups? Well, you'll get to discuss the lesson you just heard, because it's going to be great and you'll want to talk about it with someone. So your discussion leader may ask you a few questions. What was it about what you just heard that really was impactful? And you'll get to hear from each other about that. You might get to talk about your homework, and your discussion leader may ask you, hey, what did you say on this question? And you'll get to hear from each other. You get to build some new relationships and get to know each other a little better. So it's exciting. And then you get to give your discussion leader your homework. Now, is that kind of scary? As Smed says, it is a little, but it's also wonderful. It's good because it's good for my accountability to get my homework done, because I know I actually will have to hand it in to someone. So that's good for me. It's also so sweet for your discussion leader to read what you've written. It just blesses her so much. And you'll be blessed in return when you get it back, and you might have a little note of encouragement, or maybe she's written a Bible verse on it. So it helps her love you better and pray for you. And then it helps you see, wow, where you're really growing, and how you've impacted somebody else. See, the homework matters because it helps us evaluate ourselves for the purpose of seeing what God has done and what He's doing and where we need to grow and change. So wherever possible, whenever possible, don't wait till Friday night, okay, to do your homework. Get it started. Get it done early. So let's finally review the components of Wellspring. There's more to Wellspring than just the lesson. Okay, the lesson is part of it. So I've got another stool here. And so what is a component of Wellspring? Yes, the lesson is part of it. And I write that on leg number one. But you see here how interconnected it is. Another really important part of it is going to your discussion group. And then another important part of it is your homework. Each part is interconnected. Each part is dependent on the other. How well you do, it's all under the umbrella of Wellspring. So they all need consistent, active participation. So it's important, ladies, that we know this is a 9-month commitment. Doesn't mean, you know, you're not going to miss. I know we all miss, right? We go on a trip or we get sick or somebody in our family is sick. But as much as it depends on you, make the commitment now that you will be here through as many lessons as you can. And I want to see you all here in May, okay? Deal? What happens if you do miss? We all have to miss. Well, you can hear the lessons online, and the directions on how to find that is right there in your resources in your binder. You will get an email a few days after Saturday that, hey, the lesson is posted. That's why it's really important that your email, you make sure you tell your discussion leader if that email is correct. You can go online. Now, there's a Wednesday Wellspring and a Saturday Wellspring. So if you just click on Read More, it'll drop down. It'll say Wednesday, Saturday. Listen to the Saturday Wellspring. On Wednesday, it's the same lesson, but during the disciplines, they may talk about the children's ministry or other things that they do on Wednesday. So I'd recommend you just find the Saturday and listen to that. please also tell your discussion leader if you're going to be absent so that, you know, they're not wondering where you are and they can pray for you. You can download the notes online, or you can get the homework and the notes in a binder that we have, a big Wellspring binder. Come to the welcome table, you know, that information table. Come there, and under it, behind it, is a binder. We keep all these notes there, all of them, and you can just have that as well. So I know we're out of time. I didn't cover everything I wanted to, but that's okay. You'll figure it out, and we're here to help you. It's time to get going to your discussion groups.